When your child becomes a teenager, they still need your love. They still need to feel loved. And one of the best ways to show them that love is to give them opportunities to serve. I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up our parenting team. And Danny, talk about the role of serving and a child's maturation. How does that work?
Yeah, teenagers are naturally self-focused. That's just a natural process of human nature. Yet inside, as part of their autonomy development, their development of independence and becoming an adult, they do enjoy opportunities to serve. They don't just seek them out, though, unless it's going to potentially benefit them. So give them opportunities to serve without there being a personal benefit. Many kids have community service hours they need to do before they graduate. So lean into those moments with your kids and help them with serving in their community. I remember a time when in our neighborhood, as a family, we planned on helping this one neighbor that was struggling to manage her lawn. Her husband was sick. He had he had cancer. She had a severe mental illness. Her son also had a big illness. They had things just were falling apart for them in their home, and you could see that they were getting notices from the community. So we gathered a group of teenagers that needed these hours, and showed up to do rock and weeding and just helping her with her yard. And she was so thankful. And I remember seeing all the teenagers and filling their roles and feeling just a sense of accomplishment during the time and afterwards. But it needed to be planned. Yeah. None of them would have come up with something like this as an adult. They could probably do that, but us as parents, we can provide opportunities for them to step into.
Yeah, and it might be something as simple as looking around the neighborhood or maybe through the church or perhaps in a different kind of missions setting. But there are a lot of opportunities, and let's go ahead and hear a little bit more about serving and the power of service from Dr. Gary Chapman, who spoke with Focus President Jim Daly. Previously, they talked about how to speak your teen's love language, and now here's more about service.
We're not null and void to the other four. You have a dominant language, right? Usually,
yes.
And you have a secondary, and the other three play into it, right? It's not.
Yeah, absolutely. I think with parents, I always say give them heavy doses of their primary, and then you give them the other four, because we want that teenager to learn how to receive love and give love in all five languages. And again, a family discussion about this concept, and maybe going online and taking the quiz, the free quiz.
Right.
You know, at fivelovelanguages.com, just take the free quiz for mom and dad, for the teenager.
We'll link to that.
And now we're going to talk about it. You know, we're going to talk about this thing. And let's, I'm going to start loving your daddy the way he wants to be loved. And I'm going to love you the way you want to be loved. And we want to be a loving family. The teenagers will buy into that. And I'm telling you, it will literally transform the emotional climate of the family.
And it's so good, so good. Gary, you also talk about the need for teens to learn an attitude of service. I can't imagine a more difficult time for some to apply this principle. You know, wake up early Saturday morning because we're going to go to the pet farm and, you know, scoop pet doo-doo. We did that, actually. Gene and I. Gene signed us up to go to it was a animal restoration place. You know, she loves animals, and so she signed us up to volunteer. And we were literally cleaning stalls of ducks and all kinds of things, you know, scooping the aftermath of their good eating habits. But it was good. I think the boys really did learn a little act of service and all that. But why is that so important?
Well, I think this is the lifestyle of the Christian when you really get down to it. You know, Jesus said about himself, I did not come to be served. I came to serve and to give my life a ransom for others. So it's so important, and particularly in Christian families, that we have an attitude of service. And I think the teenager is far more likely to come into this if they see us serving other people.
Yeah,
I remember when I was growing up and I was a teenager, I don't know that my parents ever talked to me about serving others, but I watched them. My dad would mow lawns for people when they were in the hospital. My mother would bake food and make food and take it to them. Or, you know, and I saw them doing things like this for people all the time. And so I bought into that. I mean, I saw that, you know.
Yeah.
And so I think our model, first of all, and then, yes, we're going to discuss this, and, yes, bring them into that. I remember when our kids were teenagers, One of the things I did in the fall when the leaves were falling, I'd put rakes in the back of the car. We'd drive through the neighborhood and look for houses where the leaves were still in the yard. And I'd knock on the door and say, "I'm Gary Chapman, and we live down in the neighborhood, and I'm trying to teach my kids how to serve other people. And if you don't mind, we'd like to rake your yard for you." And they would say, like, "Say what?" And I'd repeat my little speech. They'd say, "Oh, I'd be happy for you to. I'll pay you to rake my leaves." And I said, "No, I don't want any money. I'm just trying to teach them how to serve people." And I never found anybody that wouldn't let us do that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
And the kids got out there and they loved it. And the part they really liked is when you get them in the pile, and you jump in the pile.
Gotta be. I'll make sure to give Gary my address. No kidding. I wish you were my neighbor. That's so good.
Well, Danny, Gary mentioned raking leaves in the neighborhood. I had my kids shoveling senior citizens' sidewalks in the neighborhood. What are some examples of ways that you've seen your kids rise up when you've given them that opportunity that you were speaking about earlier to serve?
Yeah, and it's good to talk to our kids about paying attention to how we can serve in multiple ways. It can be getting a chair for someone, as simple as that, or going up and getting water for somebody that doesn't have water in a moment. Being aware of that doesn't have to be a big monumental moment that you take a full day and you have to serve. That can be also part of it. It's a life of service that we want our kids to grab onto. And then the why behind that is, this is a way to show people you care about them, that you love somebody else. And also knowing that this is a way that we can experience love from others when we are served as well. And I love what Jesus said, that he did not come to be served, but to serve. And we've talked about that in our home. Mm-hmm. Imagine the God of the universe said that really the greatest gift that we can give is serving another person. That is one of the greatest gifts, our life of service to another person, because it shows love to another person. It also shows a humble heart. With teenagers, sometimes they get into serving because it's maybe the cool thing to do and other peers are doing it. That can be a good start. But then explore what the heart can be, a heart of service, and what that can look like. And in our neighborhood, we've had moments of fertilizing another person's yard, and we've had some single moms say, "I don't know what to do with my yard. Can you guys help me?" And it's being able to be present and help out with that, mowing, watering, taking a meal over. There's so many creative ways that we can be of service to others. And one fun one we had was an elderly lady was taking her groceries out, and she was struggling. And we showed up as a family to her in the parking lot, just in a friendly way. "Hey, can we be of help? We would love to be able to help out if we could." And she just loved that. Mm-hmm. And especially seeing my son there as a young guy, she said, "Hey, young man, why don't you put these in my car?" And we took her cart and put it where it needed to go. And I asked the kids, "What was that like for you?" "Man, that felt really good, Dad." Mm-hmm. So we parked in the feelings that we were designed to be able to serve others, and we fulfill our purpose really in that.
That's good. I really appreciate that. Look around. There are opportunities. And then join along. Don't just tell your kid, "Go do this." Well, you can follow up by getting a couple of different resources from us here. We've got copies of Dr. Gary Chapman's book, Things I Wish I'd Known Before My Child Became a Teenager, which addresses service and so many other practical elements of parenting teens. We've got a link in the show notes for the book, and also we would encourage a monthly pledge or a one-time gift of any amount to the ministry. Think of ways that you've been impacted by these podcasts and the general ministry of Focus on the Family, and make a donation if you can. And as you do that, again, we can send that book from Dr. Chapman to you. And then a lot of great content on this topic of raising teens can be found in our curriculum called Launch into the Teen Years. Danny, we're going to link over to it in the show notes, but tell us a little bit about Launch into the Teen Years.
Yeah, this is a product that you can consume alongside of your child. It's unique in that you can watch videos together and look at topics of identity, friendship, influences, the body, male-female body. You can talk about sexuality and really God's purpose of creation in our bodies and in love towards one another. opens up great conversations between a parent and a preteen as they're preparing for those teen years.
Okay, ideally, when would I want to see this? When my kid is
between
nine?
The ages of 8 to 12.
Okay.
8 to 12 and start digging in. You can go away for a weekend and take it all in, or go through section by section, multiple weekends. Be creative with it. Enjoy it. There'll be some funny moments along the way, and also some very intentional conversations mapped out for you as parents.
Yeah, yeah, you want to normalize the journey ahead, because it's going to be all crazy for your child, but the good news is you've been through it all.
Yes.
You've been a teenager once yourself, so get more information about Launch Into the Teen Years. We've got a link over to it in the show notes. Next time, we'll hear a little bit more from Dr. Gary Chapman about raising teens. And for now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
Hey parents, Parent here. If you're searching for biblical and practical tips for your kid's specific age, you know, with all that extra time you have, well, you can stop. Focus on the Family has weekly age and stage emails that bring the tips to you. Each week, I get an email for my son that I can read on my phone and put directly into practice. No more sifting through junk on the internet. I can focus my time on being intentional. It's easy. Visit mykidsage.com, add your kid's age, and get to parenting better. That's mykidsage.com.